morning.
Morning.
Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to gather together here this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we can do this freely, Lord, and that we can just sing praises to your name and hear from your word. Just pray that only that which you would have spoken, Lord, would be spoken, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. Something I was been pondering lately and thinking about is reading in Galatians chapter 6. Just thinking about some things here. Galatians chapter 6, we'll read through that till verse 10 there. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fall, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Different verses there in Galatians. If someone is overcome by some sin, those of us who are godly or walking with the Lord, doesn't mean that we've necessarily arrived and everything, but are seeking to do well, should help them back to the right path. We need to do this gently and humbly, knowing that we too aren't perfect, being careful not to fall to the same temptation. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 15:1 says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. If there's somebody that, you know, maybe we've talked to, maybe they're really struggling, maybe they desire the right thing, but we warn them, we say something, you know, well, you probably shouldn't do that, that's not a good choice, or whatever the circumstances, even in situations like that, sometimes it's easy just to say, you know, we told them what they should do, we told them they shouldn't do that, or, you know, whatever the circumstances. I don't think that we really should leave them hanging, so to speak. We should be persistent. God has called each one of us as believers to, and followers of Him, that to restore those people and give them good guidance and help. John 13, verses 12 through 15. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If then your Lord and Master have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. We need to be willing to serve each other, as we talked about that last week with our communion service, but not just ourselves here, but those around us. We need to be willing to step out and pick the other person up or serve them in however we can. John 21:15 through 17. So So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Part of there about Jesus continually telling him to feed the sheep. That's what we need to be doing. That's our calling. We need to, you know, be ministering to those around us. Especially those. Yeah, we need to be witnessing to those that we are certain that don't know the Lord. But even to those who do, even we need to be reaching out to those people and continuing to pour into their lives. And we need to share our burdens with each other. Galatians 6:3, we should not think we are better or too important to help someone. If we think that we are, we are only fooling ourselves. We do not need to have any need to compare ourselves to anyone else if we are paying attention to what we need to be doing. Acts 20:35 says, I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Romans 12:3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Second Corinthians 10, verse 12 through 18. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also. And preaching the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. There we see we shouldn't be so worried about what the people around us are doing and all those things. We shouldn't be comparing ourselves among each other. We should just be doing what God wants us to be doing. And primarily that is ministering to those around us and being a witness, a testimony, a friend. Back to Galatians 6, verse 5. For every man shall bear his own burden. We are responsible for how we behave, for our conduct. I've often read that word, that verse there. For every man shall bear his own burden. Here we're talking about bearing one another's burdens. And I was always like, well, this doesn't really make any sense. But I think what they're saying is, We are responsible for the things that we do. Galatians 6:6, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. When we are taught the word of God, it's easy just to, yeah, that was good, that was great, yeah, that was a nice thing they shared. But for the person that is teaching or speaking, when we are taught that, we should communicate to them, to those who teach, the good things we have learned. It helps, for me, it helps me to talk to that person and communicate, this is what I've learned. It's a blessing, but it's also a blessing, I believe, for the person that has taught that, oh, I'm getting through to this person. Somebody's learning something. They're just, you know, doing that and wondering, well, I wonder if I'm making any sense. At the same time, I think that when we're trying to talk to somebody, teach somebody, guide somebody, direct somebody, whatever it is, in that, I think that we need to be mindful that am I speaking or teaching in a clear way that this person is going to understand what I'm saying, that they can reiterate back to me what I've shared with them, and it's a communication. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. We need to be careful what we are teaching. We will reap what we sow, and God will, God will hold us accountable. So we definitely need to know what we're teaching. You know, we need to be in the Word. If we kind of know God's Word half-hearted or whatever it is that we might feel important to teach somebody or tell somebody, we really need to know what we're saying. Because if it's false, God's going to hold us accountable. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. If we only live to satisfy our flesh, that will only harvest death. There will be no life. If we live to please the Spirit, God's Spirit, we will reap everlasting life. If that's what we're desiring to do, is to minister, to speak to others, tell them about Jesus, to share the gospel with them, those are the things that we're going to reap. But if not, everything else is going to be death. It's going to just fall by the wayside. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. We should not get tired of doing the right thing. Sometimes it feels easy. It feels like, oh, I'm just tired of doing this. I'm tired of doing that. I'm tired of trying to get this person back on the right track or minister to somebody. But we're not supposed to be getting tired of doing the right thing. When the time is right, we will reap blessing. We don't always know what that right time is. God knows. It's not for us to decide, but our job is to just keep being persistent, keep going, keep doing what God has called us to do. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. When we have opportunity, we should do good to all, especially to those in the family of faith. It's really easy to just kind of maybe sort of focus on some others outside, but it's really easy to, you know, be really, really focused on the church body, which is really, really important, because we do need to lift each other up and support each other and encourage each other. That is really important. That helps give the strength to go out and do the other things. Sometimes there's other people in the family of faith that aren't just in our local body. obviously we all know that, but sometimes it's easy to overlook those people that, oh, they're believers, but you just kind of half-heartedly, whatever. It says when we have opportunity, we should do good to all, especially those in the family of faith. That's including all the other believers, all the other people that maybe they go to church and they're really struggling. Maybe, who knows, they're just really bumping along. They make bad choices. Maybe they don't necessarily want to make bad choices, but they're not in that kind of setting, so to speak, like we have. We have a really nice setting here. It's people that really want to serve the Lord, are godly, have had a lot of good background. Some people that are in the family of faith don't necessarily haven't had that opportunity. Maybe they want to do what's right. Maybe they're going to church. Maybe they desire the right relationship with the Lord, but they've made mistakes. Maybe they've been warned about those mistakes. Maybe, we don't know. There's a lot of things that can be. Does that mean that we warned them? We did this, we did that, we told them. Well, too bad for them, and now they, just not accepting. I don't really think that we should, I don't think that we're really called to be doing that. I think we're to be persistent. Yeah, there are people that are going to, claim that, but just kind of be like, yeah, whatever. I think as believers, we're supposed to be discerning to understand who is and isn't in that part of the family of God. And regardless of how much that we have talked to them about something and they're persistent that they're going to do their own thing, I think we still need to be persistent and continue to find ways to help those people and be a blessing to them as well. But just some different things that have been on my mind lately and that we need to just be really sensitive to God's leading our lives and how we can minister to the people around us. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. Sometimes it feels like I have more weaknesses than strengths, but in the areas that we are strong, those are the things that we can help others in. And it's just some thoughts that were on my mind lately, and may the Lord bless.